On Tuesday the 19th of November 1985, a state court jury in Texas returned a verdict that stunned the legal and business world and, in the process, sent one of the world's largest oil companies to the brink of bankruptcy. It was one of the most complex corporate business lawsuits ever to reach the courts. A case so complex that the matters of law being debated proved baffling, even to those considered the brightest legal minds of the time. But at the end, the jury, made up of 12 ordinary citizens, people like you and me, ordered that Texaco pay their competitor Pennzoil damages amounting to over $10.5 billion. At the time, it was the single largest civil damages award in legal history. Two questions immediately come to mind. First, given how complex the case was, how were 12 ordinary people able to so decisively conclude that Texaco was in the wrong when renowned experts had no clue? Put another way, did the jury do what's right? You can judge for yourself in a minute or two, but before you do, here's the second question. Why should you care? After all, what could a long-forgotten oil industry court case that happened 35 years ago possibly have to do with Novartis, a modern-day, world-leading, innovative healthcare company? Well, the